Now we're going to talk about another type of antigenic marker that you find on red blood cells, and it's called the Rh factor. Now this one's a bit simpler than the ABO in that there's really only two types of blood. You're either Rh positive, which means you have this protein, or you're Rh negative, which means you don't. And the other thing that's different about it compared to the ABO blood typing is you will not produce antibodies against what you don't have unless you come in contact with the blood. So in other words, you would probably need to receive a blood transfusion of the wrong type of blood in order to start producing the antibodies. And if you're Rh positive, you're not going to produce antibodies because you can't produce antibodies against nothing. So it's really only if you're an Rh negative blood type and you're exposed to Rh positive blood that you would then start producing antibodies. Normally for most people, this never ever becomes a problem in their entire life. But the most common case where we look at it is when you are an Rh negative mother and you are giving birth to an Rh positive baby. Now normally if it's the first pregnancy, there won't be any problem at all unless you get a tear or rip in the placenta, because normally the maternal and fetal blood do not mix. But at birth, when the placenta separates, there's a fair amount of blood. And at this point in time, the Rh negative mother can be exposed to the baby's Rh positive red blood cells. And at that point, she could then start producing antibodies against them. And again, this would not be a problem for that first baby because the baby's already been delivered and it's perfectly safe. The problem would arise if the Rh negative mother then became pregnant again with an Rh positive baby. And at that point, her antibodies against the Rh positive blood could cross the placenta and start destroying the red blood cells of the baby. And if nothing was done about it, they could actually kill and destroy the baby. And this condition is known as erythroblastosis fetalis, and it's obviously affecting the baby and not the mother. And to prevent this, what happens is after you've given birth, then the baby is blood typed. And if you're Rh negative and it turns out you've had an Rh positive baby, they will then treat the mother with something called Rogam. And Rogam is a serum containing anti-Rh agglutinins. And what happens is this serum will agglutinate. You know what agglutination is because we've already talked about it, talked about antibodies and how they agglutinate. It will agglutinate the Rh factor, and therefore the mother will not be able to respond to it. So that is how you deal with the situation, and it isn't really these days a problem anymore.